With Halloween fast approaching, Kevin Shortsleeve has the story about the song that, perhaps more than any other, is associated with the festivities.
Much like Christmas, Halloween has its own set of songs that reflect the themes of the holiday. You might call them Halloween carols. Haunted House by Jumpin' Gene Simmons, Spooky by the Classics Four, Moondance by Van Morrison, and Thriller by Michael Jackson all add ambiance to any Halloween party. But no Halloween carol tolls with the authority of Bobby Boris Pickett's Monster Mash, the groovy, ghoulish granddad of all Halloween songs. As a child, Pickett's father was the manager of a local movie theater, and young Bobby was allowed unlimited access to the Saturday showings of monster movies. Pickett recalls, "I was fascinated with the horror genre, and I loved Boris Karloff." As a teenager, Pickett perfected an imitation of Karloff. He would show up at talent contests, do about 4 minutes as Boris, and then go home with the first-place prize. In the late 50s, Pickett joined a doo-wop group called The Cordials. Among their songs in the repertoire was Little Darlin', and for the romantic spoken section, Pickett was recruited to recite the lines as Boris Karloff might. His performance always resulted in big laughs from the audience. A couple of years later, Pickett and a former Cordials bandmate, Lenny Capizzi, sat down at a piano with the idea of expanding the role of Boris in a song. In about 2 hours, the Monster Mash was done. At first, they didn't know what to call it. Thinking of Chubby Checker, Pickett suggested they call the song The Monster Twist. Capizzi, however, pointed out that the twist was out of fashion, and the newest dance craze was the mashed potato. So they temporarily settled on the title, The Monster Mashed Potato. The song was presented to record producer Gary Paxton, and he suggested they further expand the title of their song to The Mean Monster Mashed Potato. But fortunately, in the interest of brevity, the title was reduced to The Monster Mash just prior to pressing the single. Paxton had trouble selling the song, and it was turned down by every label they approached. Undaunted, Paxton packed up his station wagon with stacks of singles and drove all over California dropping off copies at every radio station he could find. The Monster Mash became a graveyard smash, soaring to number one on the Billboard charts in 1962. But the greatest moment for Pickett was when told that Boris Karloff had been seen purchasing the single. Karloff remarked, "I love this record.
Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash."